This is the Kathy Durant Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio TV on the iHeart Network and streaming worldwide. Welcome to the show. I'm Kathy Irby Durant. Tonight, in an exclusive interview, we bring you the powerful conclusion of an unforgettable three-part series with the founders of BBS Radio TV, Douglas and Donald Newsom. In part one, we discovered how their vision created a platform that changed internet broadcasting forever. In part two, they opened up about devastating personal and business losses that tested their survival. And now, in part three, the Newsom brothers reveal the moment they chose to unite as one. They leave us with inspiring lessons every entrepreneur should take to heart. The finale of season two is coming up after the break. Stay with us.
To expect when you're expecting a teenager.
Today we're talking about how to wake up your teen, and this works literally every time.
Good kisses. Good kisses. You heard how loud
I heard. It wasn't you. Yeah. It was the...
Is that bacon?
You don't have to know it all to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
We just looked at each other and said, from now on, no more partners.
Yeah, nobody else on the outside. Ourselves. We're not going to take in any more partners.
Let's have fun.
I'd like to ask you, the both of you, but you first, Donald, how much do you think what you've been through contributed to helping you discover and run BBS Radio TV? How much of that experience helped you for this day?
So when it's time to fold,
when you're about to go under, you
expand.
You expand. And just do the opposite.
Right.
Just think, do the opposite.
So that's really what my brother and I both, we're two peas in a pod. We grew up in a very dynamic atmosphere, and we always fed each other. And so with Doug and I together, there's nothing I felt we couldn't do. I truly believe that with my brother by my side, we could overcome anything, any obstacle we could. We didn't have to walk up over it or around it. We just go right through it. I truly believe that we were meant to work together and to be together, to create something that would survive both of us and that would literally change lives.
And learn lessons from it.
Right.
You know, it can be very hard on a psyche to know that there's another psyche that's identical. There are pluses and minuses, and there are things that the mind has to go through to understand the value proposition, to also understand your own identity, and to make it work, come hell or high water. It goes beyond, a relationship of twins goes beyond a husband and wife on some level. Even in the sense, you know, a brother and a sister, a regular family, because like people have proposed, this idea of atomic structures interacting, you have them gaining knowledge, and then they pass to different parts of space, and yet they retain
quantum,
the knowledge of each other,
right?
Well, with twins, can you imagine, we were so combined that knowledge that he has resides within me, and I reside within him, and that never goes away.
Right. We're more one than one.
We do take in other energies, right? But there's a lot of combination there. So I think it's a real plus. But there's, of course, there's going to be challenges, but you mature beyond those challenges, just like life. I don't think that a person who goes through struggles is somebody that is not loved even more by a higher energy. In fact, I think the people that go through the most struggles are loved the most. Now, I can't say God loves one man more than another. I don't believe that. I don't believe in ego. I don't believe somebody has more value than another human being. That's ridiculous. And when you reach a higher level of awareness, you know that's ridiculous. But maybe it's like a teacher might really take on a student because the student wants to learn. And the only way you're going to learn is by being challenged. Or you're going to be in a corner for the rest of your life waiting for something to happen. Those things, if you have an insect, it's in the same area of the world and it never moves beyond that, it's never challenged, it won't evolve, it won't change. You put that insect, let's say an insect from a desert into a marshland, it's going to change. There's so many things about it's going to change, maybe even in one lifetime. So through that process of challenges, we become more, more, whatever that more is.
It's the challenges that define us. And you know, it's when it gets right down to it, if you're not looking at those challenges, those problems and those issues as blessings, you're not looking at them right.
Right.
What's up, NFL fans? Quarterback Josh Dobbs here. You may know me as the Pastronaut. This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time. I've always loved space and football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing, and getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. Space isn't just for the astronauts.
It's for all of us.
It's not just for engineers like myself.
It's for teachers, students, designers,
mechanics, scientists,
and millions of football fans across the world. 3, 2, 1, watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down, I'm too fly. This is my time. Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community, so be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. After all, there are no limits when there are footprints on the moon. There ain't no doubt in my mind. This is my time. Find your place in space. Space for All.
I have this saying where I believe that you go through a lot because you're being battle tested.
or in a school ground, a creative, creational, spiritual school ground. And we're here to learn. We don't know it all. We have lots to learn, or we would have all the wisdom or all the knowledge. You know, and even if we had all the knowledge, would we be wise? You know, it's applied knowledge that we're really gaining in this physical attribution, this physical universe. And I, for one, find it exciting, challenging, very humorous. I find a lot of humor in life, even in the worst of times. You know, people have a little challenge with me on that because I'll laugh at very awkward times. But I just find life to be a humorous challenge in many respects because it's overwhelming at times. But that's the charm.
How do you stabilize the people you love to keep them believing and calm through it all?
Sincerity, honesty, and with love, with real compassion. You know, and
that's the truth, and that's good. Don, you lay it all, you lay the cards out there.
No matter what, you don't lie, you don't hide things, you don't sequester things. There is nothing ambiguous or vague. If you start wearing a mask, you know, look at where that goes. But, you know, when you remove the mask and you just straight up, no matter what the consequence.
Here is a way my brother and I deal with business. And I doubt you'll find too many people in the world that'll say this, Kathy. If you invented something, and this invention could bring you millions of dollars, and you had all this proprietary information and knowledge, and somebody phoned you up and wanted to take part of that knowledge, or wanted your knowledge for free, would you do it? You spend 20, 30, 40 years of your life to gain an understanding, to put together this body of knowledge and the capability of doing things quicker, faster, efficiently. How hard would it be for you to share that with the world for free? Could you do it? Is there a price tag? Well, for Donald and I, we are open books. We always believe in helping. I mean, if there's something we can do, if we had a project that could help somebody else or do something, we want to be that, because through your giving and helping of the rest of the world, if you're a spiritual person, you believe you're actually helping yourself, because everything is a part of you ultimately.
In fact, everything outside you is the greater part.
Anyone who signs up to be an organ donor.
How do you do it?
Easy. Just go to organdonor.gov.
More donors means more hope. Sign up at organdonor.gov.
Thank you.
Do you think what you've been through prepared you for your role?
I think it better prepared us for the WWE, didn't it?
Right, I think it did. I think. You know, to be honest, our lives were a perfect preparation for where we are. You know, this is media. And my brother and I...
Don't shy away from the camera.
Yeah, we thrive in this sort of endeavor because we always want to help change people. We want them to have all points of view and to be able to make up their mind being given as much information as possible. You know, I'm not the person who says, hey, you have to be a Christian. You have to be a Muslim. You have to be... one thing or the other. I'm the kind of person who would say, don't shut any of them out. Take them all for a ride. And, you know, make up your mind.
Do you think that what you've been through helped you mold you into the founders you are of BBS Radio TV? What do you think attributed to the passion you have to want to provide a platform for programmers like me?
That's simple to explain. You know, cup of coffee? Yeah. Well, you know, being the president of this corporation was pretty, President Newsom. And, you know, I have someone who's even trying to follow in my footsteps, Gavin. So, right, he wants to be president too, but I made it. I'm president of BBS. You know, media is something that we easily, we flow with because we love to interact with people. We love people.
Points of view.
My brother and I have been around people all of our lives. We've been around a very happy family. We had a very happy, very, very robust childhood. There was nothing weird or harsh or difficult. We had beautiful parents, a beautiful family, loving, kind, lots of laughter, lots of adventure, and lots of learning. And we brought that into our world in media, and it seemed to be a perfect companion. I would have to say I was very well bred for this role. It just suited me perfectly. And the adventures in my life, just helped influence that as well. You know, Doug and I have been in arenas with many people up on stage where we talked to many people, dog and pony shows with a lot of moneyed investors, to private meetings, to big legal meetings with lawyers and professionals, to one-on-ones with any kind of person you can imagine, from the celebrity on down to, you know, the post hole digger. So we got really familiar in our life with this kind of a journey, and this role just seemed to fit like a glove.
And we started work,
And we built many companies, and, you know, building our own enterprise without any outside interference was actually a little easier.
So how different is media from anything else you've done, Doug?
I don't really think this is hard. It's more because it's so much fun. Different than everything else I've done. Everything else I've done was a nightmare. It was hard.
It was stressed.
It was unrewarding. You know, nobody had aha moments. I just went, a lot of those kind of moments.
So, yeah, this is just pure pleasure. It's a different ball game. I mean, my parents, you know, really did drive us to work when we were very young. I mean, as soon as we could pick up a paintbrush, Don, three or four years old.
We did chores every weekend.
You shoveled the snow. If you could pick up the shovel, you painted the fences, you ran after Heston's and turned hay. You did whatever you could. And by the time we were 7, 8 years old, we were working in berry plants on the weekends. By the time we were 13, we were already on construction jobs. You worked. You also had a lot of love.
If you work hard, you also play hard.
Yeah, every weekend we went somewhere. We go on a skiing, or we go fishing, or we go to a lake, or we do something. My parents made the time for that. At least my mother did. My father worked a lot. He was a workaholic. But they were regal. They were beautiful. They were loved by the community more than you could know. I always, you know, one of the big pluses to being in a media network was finding out when the last fire occurred, which really caused us a lot of struggle, because it was really a lot. The last fire, which was the Paradise Fire, which killed 83 people or 87 people died. We had a home right a block from downtown Paradise. And, you know, there were fires everywhere, and you were trying to get out there, and you could see people running in the middle of the street trying to get a gas can, and cars locked up back to back while fires all around you. It was very scary. One moment you can see things, next moment there's fire all the way around you, the next moment you're hearing explosions because of propane tanks, and the next minute it's dark. You can't even see your hand. It moves that fast. You panic. Everything you've ever known goes out the window. You panic. I promise you, if you experience instant midnight, you're gonna panic. And the smell and the noise it was overwhelming. But, you know, one of the things that occurred was when a friend of ours put a notice on a GoFundMe account that we just lost everything. And would you believe people responded with such overwhelming generosity?
Oh, it made me cry for weeks. I was just so happy. I couldn't, yeah, I was...
The
generosity and the kindness...
overwhelming.
...of the people in our network, the listeners and the hosts and the friends that we, you know, we were able to, you know, garner along this journey. The compassion that they had and the way they stepped up to the plate, they supplied us so much money so fast...
We said we can't take any.
We started returning checks.
Started getting more and bigger.
Even a $25,000 check. Doug and I looked at each other when we had about $100,000. We said we're gonna refuse every dollar after this and give it all back. And we did, because we didn't need it to outfit what we had to get started again. And Doug and I were so grateful and so emotional at the time because of that.
Because who gratitude. Do you believe? When you die, how many people do you think are going to remember you?
Or
you feel like, maybe I made some dent in this world, maybe I didn't, but it really doesn't matter. Who am I? Who really cares, right? But when you're shown how much the world really truly does care.
Yes.
Whoa.
Thank you. what I'm going to tell my team.
That's some bad news. The doctor said I have colon cancer.
We can beat this. We can beat cancer.
You know that I want the best for you. I know you're going through a lot. I wonder if you know that the big homie needs help too. You can't just rebound from everything. I know you've been grinding.
Let's go.
But how long will you fight solo? I wonder if you know that we can get help. I wonder why we waited so long. I'm not wondering anymore. Love, your mind. Let's see how far we can go.
Totally agree with you. When you realize how much people care, it's humbling.
That's what really drives us now, is to bring a platform to the world that can bring people those aha moments, that information that
at a price that they can afford. And I said, Doug, we got to figure out how to be the people's PC of media. We got to make it so everybody can be the journalist. They can be the reporter. They can tell their story. They can be the news. This has to be available to everybody worldwide. And we truly went about changing the industry. And we had many network owners calling us, meeting with us, phoning us. Almost every day telling us we were wrong, we shouldn't be doing this, we're ruining the business, we're Bubba, it was...
Certain shows we shouldn't let on.
Right, and that we can't be turning this upside down, you guys...
We were hounded a lot.
Oh, It was amazing.
And in very scary ways, by the way.
Right.
Death threats.
But we had to call the sheriff's office because we had people giving us death threats on recording for half hour to an hour, and they didn't care we were taking them.
But that wasn't just the... See, my brother and when you said that you don't, you know, Muslim, you want to be a Christian, right. Buddhist.
Everybody could say what their
piece. Everybody has the ability to bring a viewpoint to the table. Dahl and I have always been the type to believe that 100 people at a table, 100 different ideas, is better than one idea.
Right. There can be no censorship.
100 different opinions
ever
is better than one opinion. Why wouldn't we allow for an opportunity where we can show you all the opinions that are possible? Not a top-down approach like all other media networks. And by the way, you'd be hard-pressed, Kathy, to find a network today that doesn't have a theme, meaning they stick to that theme. Oh, I'm right-wing. Okay, that's their theme. Oh, I'm Christian. Okay, that's their theme.
Right.
Well,
I'm spiritual, or I'm health-conscious, or...
But we allow for it all. Our themes are in every direction. We have a Democratic senator on board. We have Republican shows on board.
Award-winning journalists.
We have socialists on board. I'm sorry, you might not like to hear that, but that is, you know, and we need to know what these people, everybody's thinking in order to come together. And so there needs to be platforms out there that allow for this. So that's really the joy of bringing something like this forward, because it allows for that.
And you know, it's funny, these people get along. You know, they might have completely different points of view, but you put good people in a good atmosphere and you allow them to express themselves freely, they become friends.
That's our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed this powerful 3-part series featuring the Newsom twins, founders of BBS Radio TV, broadcasting worldwide on the iHeart Network. I'm Kathy Durant, and that's a wrap not only for this show, but for Season 2. Be sure to visit bbsradio.com/Kathy Durant Show to catch up on any episodes you may have missed. Thank you so much for watching and listening. And thank you to all of our wonderful guests this season. Until next time, bye-bye.